Hey everyone, this is Esther, and once again, welcome to Itchcast Mini. It's awesome that you guys are continuing with the Fuel Bible Reading Program. Our key verse for today is in John chapter 14, verses 4, where it says, "Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you. Based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, may they give you the confidence to fight well in the Lord's battles. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ and always keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their conscience. As a result, their faith have been shipwrecked." As we begin to read the book of 1 Timothy, we can see that this is written by Paul to Timothy to give encouragement and instruction to Timothy, who was starting out as a young leader. This man named Timothy has been set apart for ministry when the elders of the church laid their hands on him and prophesied on his gifts and strengths. To believe in prophecies that were given to us, we need to have faith in God and know that He will see them come to pass. Not only do we cling tightly to our faith in Christ, we also need to keep our conscience clear, as the verse says. Our conscience is an inner sense of what is right or wrong in one's conduct or motives, impelling one toward right action. Having faith in God and keeping our conscience clear works hand in hand, because each time we deliberately ignore our conscience, we are hardening our heart, and soon a gray area will form. As we harden our heart, we lose our faith in God. Therefore, we should guard our hearts at all times and be sure to act on those inner tugs so that we do what is right and work towards fulfilling the prophecies that God has for us. Are there times where we ignore the conscience in our heart and thus our faith had slowly diminished as well? Take heart and stand strong in the promises that God has over our lives so that our faith can increase and we can fight the good fight of faith.